Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we're going to look at some verses primarily in the Old Testament, Leviticus and Numbers predominantly. And what we're going to do is we're going to notice that there are certain sins that men can commit which defile the land in which they live. There are certain sins which men can commit that cause the land in which they live to spew them out or vomit them out, the Bible says. And truly, changing to the New Testament has not eliminated the effect of these sins when they are committed in a land. Now, we find several references in the Bible to the land being defiled by the sins of men living in that land. And the first of these references is found in Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18. Look with me beginning in verse 25. The Bible says, "And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you, for all these," the Bible calls them, "abominations, have the men of the land done which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew you not out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you." That's Leviticus chapter 18, verses 25 to 28. They say the land is defiled, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants when these abominations are done in the land. Now the question is, what are these abominations? What sins are committed that defile the land, causing the land to spew out its inhabitants? Well, those are also in Leviticus chapter 18. Now, the first set of sins covers verses 6 through 18 in Leviticus chapter 18. And those sins are sins of lying carnally with near kin, like aunts and uncles and daughters and sons and daughters-in-law and that kind of stuff. Near kin. All of those generally are grouped into one category we call incest. Incest is marrying somebody that is of too close kin to marry. So the Bible defines, not to marry a sister or a brother or an uncle or an aunt, that kind of a near kin, or if your mother or father remarried, the wife or the daughter or the son of the new spouse, and all that kind of stuff. Lying carnally with near kin, incest, is a sin committed that defiles the land. Another one that's mentioned here is in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 19, and that is lying with a woman in her uncleanness. So there's a period of separation, and that separation is supposed to be honored. When it's not, then that uncleanness affects not only the woman, but the man that lies with her. and it has a defiling influence on the land. Another one is Leviticus 18:20, lying carnally with your neighbor's wife. The Bible says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. We call that adultery. Okay? Adultery has a defiling influence not only on the relationship, obviously, but also on the land. All right, another sin that defiles the land is idolatry or Satanism. Look in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Now letting thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, Molech was a standing image, and a couple would have a baby, and in order to gain favor with the gods or to appease the gods, they would offer that child as a burning sacrifice to that idol, to that false god. All right, that's satanic, that's idolatrous. And, you know, Israel did this, but it seems inconceivable. You can't imagine somebody doing that. But in a country that's already killed, what, nearly 60 million innocent babies in their mother's womb, the greatest place of protection, it's not long coming in this country that you would find something as crazy and insane as what you're reading in Leviticus 18:21. Another sin that defiles the land is homosexuality. Look in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. And that abomination defiles the land. Okay? Now, here in Leviticus 18:22, the prohibition is against lying with mankind as with womankind, so that would be male homosexuality, but the Bible does not restrict the prohibition on males alone. All right, it also prohibits that same relationship between women and women, what is commonly known as lesbian or lesbianism, in Romans chapter 1, which, by the way, is in the New Testament. Romans chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, for this cause God gave them up, Romans 1, 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. So the women were leaving the natural use of the body to be with women, and the men likewise with men, doing that which is unseemly. The Bible says it's unseemly, it's a vile affection, it's an abomination, okay? So what we're looking at right now is we're looking at, from Leviticus chapter 18, a list of sins in the Bible that defile the land to the point that the land vomits out its inhabitants. And what we've seen so far is that those sins include incest, Leviticus chapter 18, verses 6 through 18, uncleanness, from separation in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 19, adultery in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 20, idolatry or Satanism in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21, and homosexuality in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, but that's not all. There's still yet even another sin that's listed here that is an abomination that causes the land to vomit out its inhabitants, and that is lying with a beast in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 23. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. So that's bestiality. So the sins listed here then in Leviticus chapter 18, and this is not the full list, by the way, that defile the land are incest, uncleanness from separation, adultery, idolatry of the nature that's satanic, like letting your seed pass through the fire to Moloch, homosexuality, and bestiality. And that's quite a list. But that's not the whole list. That's most of the list. Those are all sexual sins. There's another sin specifically identified as a sin that defiles the land. And that sin is found in Numbers chapter 35. Numbers chapter 35. So let's flip over there real quick. We'll come back to Leviticus chapter 18. I want to just get the whole list out in front of you first. Numbers chapter 35. Look at verse 30. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. So they could not have a capital punishment or execution of a murderer with one witness. There had to be at least two witnesses so they could substantiate the fact. Okay? So he says, whosoever killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. Not one witness, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, ye shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. In that case, the man was not convicted of murder. He was found to be innocent of murder. It was an accidental death. But under those circumstances, to protect him from the revenger of blood, he has to stay in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. If he leaves before then, the revenger of blood, the next of kin, can kill him. Okay, and he says, you're not to take any satisfaction for that. In other words, the man can't say, well, I'll pay you $1,000 if you let me go back to my house. No, he has to stay in the city of refuge. Now, continuing on with the thought of capital punishment, Numbers chapter 35, verse 33 goes on to say, so ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. In other words, when a man commits murder, the land is defiled by the shed blood of that murdered person. And the only thing that cleanses that blood is the death of the man that committed the murder. So the Bible goes on to say in verse 34 of Numbers 35, defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit it, wherein I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. So with these laws then, the laws prohibiting incest, uncleanness from separation, adultery, idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality, and the law favoring capital punishment, the Lord gave Israel specific instructions not to allow any of these sins in their country. Why? So that the land would not spew them out. In other words, God said, I'm going to put these things down, and I'm not writing these things down only because they're an abomination to me. They are, but that's not the only reason. I'm doing it so that you've been sent into the promised land. I don't want the promised land to vomit you out. And in order to keep that from happening, you've got to keep from defiling the land. Now, when you read the history of Israel in the land, you know that they ended up violating every single one of these laws, and therefore they ended up defiling the land. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7. In other words, we're not going to go and look at every case where these laws were violated. If you read, you know, Kings and Chronicles, you're going to see the violations. But Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7 just summarizes it for you. I brought you into a plentiful country, that's the land of Canaan, to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, watch it, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. Now, you know how they did that? By the very things that we've listed here. By uncleanness from separation, by adultery, by satanic idolatry, by homosexuality, by bestiality, by incest, by not upholding capital punishment. I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof, but when you entered, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. So let me tell you something. Just as surely as the Lord had promised, Israel was vomited out of their land. Turn to Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. All right, in Ezekiel chapter 36, begin reading with me in verse 17. Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his hand. They profaned the name of the Lord because they continued to be called by the name of the Lord. And he said, I don't want anything to do with you. He kicked them out of their land. You know, when you see that Israel, you know, the 10 northern tribes were removed by the Assyrians, and the 2 southern tribes were removed by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, and then that land was uninhabited from 606 B.C. There was a time when they went back under Ezra and Nehemiah. They're there under the Roman rule. In the New Testament, when Jesus is here ministering in the earth, and then by 70 A.D., they're gone. And they don't come back, not under statehood, until 1948. You know what that's all about? What you're reading right here in the Scripture. Now go back to Leviticus chapter 18, where we started, and I want you to see something here. In Leviticus chapter 18, look in verse 24. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these, that is, incest, uncleanness from separation, adultery, satanic idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality, okay? In all these, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Look at verse 27. All these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. You know what you're reading there? The nations in Canaan had defiled the land with these sins before Israel showed up. So the land was not defiled as the result of violating the law of God. The land was defiled by violating the law of the land. The land was defiled by what the inhabitants had done, even without the knowledge of the law. In other words, when God created them, the natural law, you see that Romans talks about them turning from the natural use of the body. The natural law would tell you that you can't do these things. This adultery, this satanic idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality, incest. You can't do that stuff. Even before the law was given by God to Israel, he held the former inhabitants accountable to that law of the land. It's a natural law. Now listen. Do you see what you're seeing here in the Bible? The land will not tolerate these kinds of sexual sins and will not tolerate the death of innocent people where the murderers are not being killed. In the United States, the country in which you and I live, the government has been removing biblical law from all government-related public places. Right? Public schools, courthouses, all the such. Now, in doing this, the laws that you are hearing right now, today, and the laws that you can read in your Bible are not prominently displayed, and so they're not widely known. Nevertheless, the law of the land is being violated. And it's being violated by the sins of the people, and it's being violated even by the laws of the country that we live in, the laws which have legalized this sinful behavior, at least some of it. Adultery? I mean, that stuff is broadcast for you today. I mean, it's just a matter of time before the inhabitants of this country who commit these abominations and those who have allowed the inhabitants of this country to commit these abominations will be vomited out of this land. I'm talking about right here. I'm talking about your country. I'm talking about the United States of America. Now listen, if the vomiting out of the land of inhabitants for committing sexual sins like adultery, homosexuality, and bestiality happens before the Lord returns, then we, that's you and me, who are against these defiling sins, we're going to be affected. And I don't like that. I'm an American. I like being an American. But I hate to see what's happening to our country. You see, the officials in this country and the citizens in this country who are allowing and even promoting this defiling behavior are ruining our country. You say, what kind of defiling behavior? Incest, adultery, idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality. Listen, the refusal of our country to deal with murderers as a capital crime is defiling the land. You saw it for yourself in Numbers chapter 35. The only thing that will cleanse the shed blood of a murdered person is the shed blood of the murderer that killed him. And when you refuse, for whatever liberty, for whatever right, when you refuse capital punishment because you don't like it, then you leave the land defiled, and the land will not remain defiled without spewing out its inhabitants. It will not tolerate it. Now, officials and citizens who allow and promote this kind of behavior, they don't see that what we're talking about today is ruining our country. They see what we're talking about today as civil rights and liberties. That it's a civil right for those to be homosexual that want to be homosexual. It's just a matter of time before bestiality will be allowed. And Hollywood promotes adultery like it's an everyday occurrence. Now, I'll tell you something. Because these officials and citizens don't see an immediate, apparent, detrimental consequence to our country, they assume that what I'm telling you today is just a religious reaction to their behavior and not the truth. And what I'm telling you is not a religious reaction. In time, they, that is, officials and citizens who allow these types of sexual sins and this failure to uphold capital punishment, they're going to know what you and I already know from the Bible. These defiling sins will bring this country to ruin. You cannot allow incest, adultery, satanic idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality, and the refusal to execute capital punishment. You cannot allow that to go on in your country without bringing your country to ruin. It's not possible. It happened to the countries that inhabited the land before Israel got there, and it happened to Israel after they got there and God had spelled it out for them in Leviticus chapter 18 and Numbers chapter 35. And I'm going to tell you something, it's going to happen again. And I don't like it. And that's why I'm telling you about it today. You've got to know where God stands. You've got to know where the land stands on these sins. Now, right now, as I'm telling you this, I don't like to do it, but the problem is that a lot of Americans are ignorant of their Bibles, and so we have to do it. We have to tell you the truth. But I'm going to tell you something. As I tell you these matters, I thank God that you know, if you're a saved Christian today, that you know and I know that our home is in the heavens above, and nothing defiling has ever entered heaven, and nothing defiling ever will. When Satan pulled his act of idolatry to promote himself above God, God kicked him out. At that time he was known as Lucifer, today he's known as Satan. He got that out before it became a defiling influence. Our home is undefiled, and I thank God for that. And it's going to remain undefiled, and I thank God for that. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. If you are harboring one of these sins, incest, uncleanness from separation, adultery, idolatry, homosexuality, bestiality, you're favoring the abolition of capital punishment. Let me tell you something. You are contrary to the Bible. You are supporting the very things that defile our land. And I don't appreciate it. And I'm telling you straight from the Bible, and I'm telling you straight from what a compassionate, merciful God has written in His Word for you to know. And I'll also say to you, if you stand against these sins and against this practice, then I'm going to tell you something. You're standing for the right thing. And don't let anybody erode your conviction to stand with God against sins that defile our land and cause it to vomit out its own inhabitants. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.